Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified.
We pray for Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Catherine, our presiding bishop, Nicholas, our bishop, and Jonathan, our rector. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons. Remembering Barack, our president, Lincoln, our governor, and Angel, our mayor, we pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake. We ask your prayers for Thomas, Ed, Brenda, Faith, Kyle, Andrew, Dale, Randale, Amanda, Alice Marie, Matthew, Ken, Sunil, Anne, Bill, Michelle, Jeff, Ricky, Brian, Irene, Michael and Kathleen, and the Martin and Tripathi families. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. Give to the departed eternal rest. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, including those we name now, either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Mark. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Church. My name is Jonathan Hike. I'm the rector of the parish, so it is my joy and privilege to welcome you here this morning. If you are new to us, a special welcome, and I invite you to fill out one of the welcome cards you find in the pew in front of you and place it in the collection plate as it goes by or hand it to an usher or to myself after the service. And I'd also like to invite you to please join us for coffee hour after worship today in the back of the church. And to get to know some of our parishioners. We also have right by our baptismal font a welcome table, and there'll be someone there to greet you and answer any questions you have about the parish and share with you some printed materials. Who doesn't love printed materials? A few announcements today. One, I'd like to call your attention to a United Thank Offering event here in the diocese this Saturday. You can read all about it on our announcement page. The bishop will be there, so please do read that over. And if you're able, do attend. Also, here at Grace Church tonight at 8 p.m., we will have a service of Compline, as we do on the first Sunday of the month. And that's a beautiful service, very contemplative, very monastic, sung by a men's choir here in the chancel by candlelight. It's an absolutely beautiful service. I hope some of you will be moved to attend this evening. I also want to, some of you may have noticed, we finished our pew. We've renovated two of our pews to make them wheelchair accessible, and those are done so you won't see any more of that that sort of police tape there, so please do come check it out. There's one on each side of the church, and I think the carpenters did a great job of blending it in with the architecture of our beautiful and historic church and making them accessible to wheelchairs. And then lastly, I wanted to let you know that as we do every first Sunday of the month, we have healing prayers, and there'll be someone here at the Messiah Chapel to pray with you during communion, after you, or before you've received the sacrament. So if you would like, if you have something weighing on your heart and you would like to pray with someone here in church, please do visit the Messiah Chapel during communion. And now ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts.